This is the Shanachie for December 25th, Santa, Part 4. For the Shanachie, I'm Patrick McLean. Merry Christmas. Shit. Mexico. Still in Mexico. I've been here a week now, waiting for word, getting softer. Hoping some elf doesn't find me, some kid doesn't rat me out. Every minute I stay in this room, I get weaker. And every day closer to Christmas, he gets stronger. When I close my eyes, sugar plum fairies dance in my head. A man I've never met before comes to see me. He smokes a strange-smelling cigar and wears a white linen suit. Someone later told me he had worked with the CIA. My friend, I've heard of your troubles, and I must tell you, this Papa Noel is a dangerous man, very powerful. His organization spreads very far. He is master of bribery and, how you say, the supply chain management. More powerful even than your Walmart.
Yeah, I know. And he wants to fill my stocking full of coal. And by stocking, I mean me. And by coal, I mean lead.
So, what will you do?
What do you mean? This doesn't look like a plan to you?
You cannot run forever.
Who's running? I like it here. The drinks come with funny little hats.
My friend, if you refuse to back down, if you must do this the hard way,
getting caught in the rain,
if you will not give the fat man what he wants.
Okay. All right, you know what? I posted the story, okay? It's out, it's done, it's gone. I thought I was doing the right thing, you know? Lawrence didn't care, man. Nabokov didn't care. Rushdie didn't care. They put it out there. What am I supposed to do, huh? I put it out there. I just hung my stocking out into the wind, and now I'm on the naughty list. And nobody wants to come help me out. If it was Islamic terrorists, I'd have people coming out of the woodwork to save my ass. But no, I got elves. And everybody loves elves. Except you. And what are you anyway in that suit? Some kind of Mexican Colonel Sanders?
I am a friend of your uncle. Your uncle Sam. To Tio Samuel. And he has sent me to help you. You're a very funny man, but you are also in a lot of trouble. Do you want my help? Tu no pones ayudarse?
Oh, great. A smart ass in another language. Just what I need. Okay, Colonel. What you got?
You want to get Papa Noel?
Well, what choice do I have?
If he puts coal in your stocking, you light his on fire. He puts one of yours in the hospital, you put an elf in the morgue. That is how you get Papa Noel.
Whoa! That's the kind of nonsense that got me into this mess in the first place. There's got to be a better way. If I go that route, I'm going to have to kill him.
Si, senor.
I'm not killing Santa Claus.
But there is no other way to deal with Papa Noel.
No? Well, if you want him dead so bad, why don't you loan him one of your Colombian neckties? I'm a writer, not a killer.
They're not up for me. It's your funeral.
Maybe so. But I'm going to die anyway. And I don't want to be remembered as the guy who killed Santa Claus. So I took a bottle of tequila out on the roof and sat down to wait. I knew, one way or another, in this night of nights, it was going to end. And there he was, the fat man himself. His suit was immaculate, and he looked beautiful, just beautiful. He jumped off his sleigh with the grace of a dancer, cheeks all rosy like a newborn baby. Do you like to play pool, Chris? I mean, straight pool, for money.
Funny boy.
What do you want from me? You've taken the joy out of the season. You've driven me far from my home during the worst travel season. Kringle, you've ruined Christmas.
How can you accuse me of such things after all the presents I brought you?
I didn't think you were real. I mean, it was a joke. My story was a joke.
Didn't think I was real. You think your father knows how to put together a bicycle?
I'm sorry.
Sorry. Everybody's sorry for something at Christmas. If you'd shown me some respect, you would not be suffering this very day.
Are you going to kill me?
It depends.
Depends?
You're a good boy, I understand. But this podcasting business is no good. Keeps you up late, gets you in all kinds of trouble. I understand, you get excited. You're a creative
Look,
type.
I know it probably doesn't matter, but I'm really sorry. Can you forgive me, Santa?
I have two conditions. One, you end the story in a way that shows proper respect to your Santa. Two, you must never again do another Shaunicky story.
But Santa!
This is my offer.
Can I refuse it? I'm sorry, I didn't quite get that. Okay. I guess it's a deal? I mean, honestly, what was I going to do? It's Santa Claus. It's like trying to argue with a force of nature. So the bad news is, there will be no more Shaunicky stories. I'm going to take a little break, finish up with a multi-part essay on writing audio fiction, and that's it. The site and the feed will stay up as an archive. What? You people want more? You waiting for the other shoe to drop? You're thinking it's Christmas and you want a gift? Where's my friggin' gift? I was good all year long. And some of you are thinking, hey, damn it, I donated money to keep this thing going, and now you're going to cut and run on me? You're probably thinking, you're not the only one who's a little pissed. You're thinking, you could get everybody together and get some torches and get some pitchforks, and you could come over to my house and whoa. Fellas, ladies, gentlemen, boys and girls, it's not all bad news. There's good news, too. The good news is that while the Shaunicky is done, the How to Succeed in Evil podcast is just beginning. That's right, all evil, all the time, going live in January, with a minimum of 2 new episodes every month. I'm very excited, because honestly, how often do you get to say that your New Year's resolution is to put all of your energy into evil this year? I'm going to look back on 2006, and I'm going to say, yeah, '06. That was the year I had my comic book published. So Merry Christmas, and prepare yourself for a happy, evil New Year.